This is the closing market report on a Wednesday afternoon from Illinois Public Media for the 15th day of July. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated is here to look at the forecast for the Midwest. It turned better, and things in Chicago over the last day and a half or so turned down. I suppose part of that is because there was less rainfall in the 6 to 10 day and even further out. What can you tell me about amounts that you see across the Midwest?
Well, indeed, I think we are at the cusp of change here, seeing a lot less precipitation occur across parts of the lower Midwest, and that is certainly long overdue, as you know. And I think everybody is ready for the change, and the market is, of course, poised at this point to recognize that a lot of these crops, that not the ones that are still standing in the water, but the ones that have just been too wet, will likely respond very quickly to 80 and lower 90-degree high temperatures as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days. And that will stimulate a quick turnaround for some of these crops. All the light green color that we see out there in some of these wetter areas will disappear over a few days' time, and we'll see the more lush conditions returning to the crops. Of course, it's pretty late, and the crop is going to have to be pushed into pollination fairly quickly here, so it's not going to be a full recovery by any means, but certainly we'll see the overall look of the crop change greatly as we go through this somewhat drier and a warmer period of time.
And if you look further out, you suggested that this might be a change. Are we moving through a real change where the rainfall, I don't know about shut off, but at least won't come nearly so often for a longer period of time?
Yeah, I think that's a very good statement to make. I don't think that we are going to see the persistent day after day of rain type pattern that we've had around. You know, if it hadn't have been for Tropical Storm Bill, I think a lot of this wouldn't have been quite the issue that it's been. But we got behind the eight ball with that storm, and we just couldn't handle the rains that came after that. But we don't see anything like that coming along for a while now, and certainly our temperatures are going to be more consistently on the warm side, so we should see good drying conditions between rain events. So I don't think we'll go back to where we've been, but we do have to wait and see how much damage we've actually done to this crop.
Other areas in the northern hemisphere you've been watching?
Yes, we're still watching France, of all places. They have a fair-sized corn crop, as well as wheat and rapeseed are all produced there. They've had quite a bout of dry weather this month. In fact, it started in late June. The crops there are suffering a bit from the lack of moisture, and there is a need for widespread rain. It's getting pretty late for a lot of the crops. The rapeseed crop is pretty much done. But corn, they irrigate about 56% of that corn crop, so it leaves a fair amount of it that is still vulnerable to the dryness. Outside of that, we're watching India's monsoon. All the hype with El Nino this year suggesting a terrible year for India's rainfall has turned out to be almost opposite of what's occurred so far. The weather's been well-timed there. There's been some drying in the west here recently, but there's going to be some timely rain coming up next week that'll fix that problem, and India may still come off with a fairly good-sized crop this year.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Drew.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.